Okay, here we are with Tom Rom in Vienna, 28th of April, right? So we are going to speak a little bit about the book that he's preparing with Pascal Kerner, right? And we have some questions to ask you, so we start. So go ahead. We would like to know a little bit about where the idea of making the book came from, so when you start the project and how came the idea.
Well, actually, the idea of the book came to me like 5 years ago because I noticed that there is absolutely no book about Goa in the world. You get two or three books, but they cover mostly certain aspects of the Goa and the psychedelic scene, which is racism or art or something like that. But there is no overall book about the whole phenomenon of the Goa scene, of the psychedelic scene. And the 20 years of psychedelic trance gives us a really good option to publish this book. We'll probably be publishing it in spring 2010 because we are still waiting for some articles to come. We have to clear some photo rights, and there's a lot to do around this book. It's about 30 authors and really important people from the trance scene worldwide, from all from all five continents.
Good. So another question that come to us is what are the main contributions that this book will offer? So from your point of view, maybe it's too soon to say it, but in focus, what you can tell about us?
Well, the book should be also of big value for people who are in the scene for 20 years or even longer, or people as well as for people who are just switching in the scene, because the Goa scene is not just any scene of entertainment. It has a very, very deep spiritual depth, I would say. Not abyss, a death. And for this reason, you should really understand and should understand what's behind the psychedelic trance scene, and also behind the people, behind the different aspects of art, of culture, of music, of social codes, of performances, of visuals, and so on. We want to try to give a really comprehensive overview over the whole scene. For instance, we have like Goa Gillis writing an article about the roots of psychedelic trance. We have we cover the magical spots around the world, the magical spots around like Goa. There are many of them, and we also cover the media and the labels and the masterminds of trance and how the whole music scene developed from the first dots in Goa to vinyl, and when it was brought to England and the UK, and then developed coming over to Germany and Ibiza and all the different scenes. And we also put a lot of emphasis on culture and spirituality, and also drugs, of course, as well as ecology. Ecology and spirituality belong very much together. So this is, especially at the Boom Festival, it's a very important aspect. We try to cover the most important decoration and design concepts, the visual and psychedelic arts. We got, for instance, Martina Hoffman and Robert Venosa from San Francisco. I think they live in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado.
They are living in Boulder right now.
Right. And we have all the German Swiss experts about drug and dance in trance. We call it dance in trance. Mm-hmm. We have Peter Ziegelmeier from Code 4 from San Francisco, who wrote an article about the Burning Man, which is a very interesting article. And we, of course, try to cover the important festivals like the Boom, the Woof, Burning Man, as I said, the Solips Festival. We got William Miller, or Fish, or William Shakespeare, as he calls himself sometimes, who organized the Solips Festival in Hungary in 1999, as well as in 2001 in Zambia. We have Kei Fujishiro from Japan and Eyal Yankovic from Israel, a label owner you might know. And we have Kranti Pessoa, an important figure in Brazil, who writes the article about Brazil. And of course we are trying to criticize the scene in some ways, because the scene is not always that light of heaven, and it could also go into a wrong direction. And we're trying to anticipate the future of core trends, of psychedelic trends, as much as we can all together. So it's a big and a comprehensive obra work, which is pretty hard to do, actually. Nobody can do it alone. It needs a lot of people to join in this big project, and that's why it takes a little bit longer than we thought, actually.
Good, pretty much going on. Well, some of the talking you were telling us now reminds me to the Boom Book, actually. So I would define Boom Book as an ecological book itself, no? So it can be interesting to look forward for the parallelism between these two books. Okay, so yeah, you were telling us, of course, people collaborating from around the world. So very short idea that came to us, of course, about the global psychedelic movement is how many people are collaborating in this project from how many countries. So
I wish everybody involved in the trend scene, millions of people could be involved in this project, but simply this is not possible, so we had to restrict our team to actually my co-author and me. This is Pascal Kerner, who will do all the picture administration, and I do the text, translation, editing, and so on. And we have Peter Lippert from Vienna, who will do the graphic work, an excellent graphic designer, who is in the Goa, in the trend scene, for more than 15 years already. Actually, this book is done by people who are for a very long time in the trance scene, so not by newcomers. You need a lot of knowledge, and you have to have been to the most important places in the world. You have to have felt it, the deep experiences on the dance floor, the plug and play to the cosmic energy, and so on. You know what I'm talking about. And this is very important to do such a book. And this is the core team, so to say, and there are, of course, a lot of people around. I mentioned already a lot of sub-top authors of the book, and there will come some others too. I still don't have an author for a Russian scene. I have some suggestions, but not yet decided. But if there is anybody from Russia out there and who is in Moscow, one of the masterminds of the Russian scene, like who is 10 or 15 years in the Russian scene, would be great to have him as a sub-author, because the Russian scene is also very important. Yeah, and you were mentioning also the Boom Book. Of course, the Boom Book is an ideal of us. It's done very, very nicely. Absolutely. I was really astonished. I also wrote the article about the Boom Book and the Boom DVD in Mushroom Magazine. I've been working for almost 10 years now for Mushroom Magazine. And we are also working closely together with Arthur da Silva, who is the promotion manager of the Boom, who was also the editor-in-chief, as far as I know, of the Boom Book. And also in this book, in our book, the title, by the way, is The Goa Book, 20 Years of Psychedelic Trance Culture, whatever. He's working also on an article. I think the article will come by the end of April. Arthur just came back from India, and I'm still waiting for the article. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Good. And now maybe one more psychedelic question. So it's about vision. So what do you vision once this book gets out? Now it's a very wide question, but would be nice to know from you about this.
Well, I think this book has always been out already in a virtual way, but it has never become reality so far. But we intended to publish this book in October 2009, but it's simply not possible because a lot of people, or many people who are writing for this book, are not experienced writers. That means we have to wait longer for the article, and the editing takes quite a long time, because we will publish this book in German and in English. Later it is planned to publish it in Portuguese and also in Japanese, maybe some other languages. It depends on how good the book runs. Another factor is that we are still trying to get the financing together. The book is quite expensive because we want the book to be really nicely done with high quality pictures, with super great pictures, and the cover of the book will be in floral, and it's not fluorescent colors. So whenever you see a lightning coming out from the library, then it should be a Goa book, because there is hardly any book in the world I know with a fluorescent cover, and it has to be fluorescent. We want it. And the financing takes quite a while, and all the administrative stuff is quite a lot of work, so I hope we can publish it by spring 2010. We're still looking for label owners and trans fashion label owners to finance the book, because we want to keep the inside of the book completely free from advertising, but in the end of the book we spared some about 20 pages. Not very many pages, but 20 pages for advertising. So whoever feels like to be in this book, and he is, or his company, his label, his trans fashion, or whatever party should be in this book, please send an email to me, and we would be really happy to have this book financed as soon as possible, and to publish it as soon as possible. You will find, by the way, the website of the book under www.nachtschatten.ch/goabook. Hard to spell. It's a German word, Nachtschatten. It's a Swiss publishing house.
This thing about the financial stuff, of course, it's basic to see this book coming out, of course. So I would like to ask you shortly about if you have done any forecast or research about financial public funding. I mean, I'm thinking about culture, culture departments from the government. I don't know if in Austria or other places, European Union. It's just a question that appeared to my mind right now, no? That if you think it can be interesting to do this kind of research, or if you have done it. So.
Could be an idea, actually, but we want to keep this book completely free of any interests outside from the psychedelic scene. Also, we accept only ads, commercials, advertising from within the psychedelic trans scene and not from outside. So I would not want to get money from the EU or from any national authorities or something like that.
Okay, so about one personal question, also, what did you learn in the process of putting this book together? That's a very wide, also, question.
Very wide question, you can say. So this is my sixth book I'm putting together now. The former books were about racism and xenophobia, about right-wing extremism and stuff like that. And I was working with authors, with professional authors and with scientists. And in this field, it's completely different. You have, it's like when you organize a party, you have to manage artists and freaks. And also the book is made by freaks and artists, and so this takes a lot more time, and this is much more difficult than putting together a scientific book.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we are going through the end of the interview. What is the most important message you think that you bring out to the reader through this book? It's another, we know, maybe difficult question.
Well, what's the key message of the book? Good question. There are so many key messages, and every reader will find the key message himself or herself, as well as what I forgot to mention is that there will also be a DVD coming together with the book, which was done by Cinema, that means by Elgeko and Basti, and probably also Omananda from Norway, is switching into this project. We plan to publish it at the same time. And many people will also find the key message in this DVD, but when you call me directly, what is the key message, then I would say the psychedelic trance scene is a wonderful scene with a very high potential for a future way of living together of a global country. So It's an international scene without racism, without money, and without the usual conventional ideals. I think we should forget about all that. I'm dreaming about a world of Gaia, where we live in a sustainable and spiritual world together, without exploiting nature and without destroying nature, but living from nature, and we live all being harmony together. And this can be seen on the dance floor many times. In different states of mind, of course, sometimes. But I think it could be possible also without these special states of mind to make it a reality, maybe in 2100 and 2200. But this kind of scene, the psychedelic scene, is sort of a glimpse into future. And I think it could be an ideal for mankind in future.
Great. Well, I don't know. I think it's been quite interesting interview. So thank you very much. I don't know if you want to add something to finish, but anyway, we hope that this helps to the forecast. So this month, you told us that it's expected to get the book in 2010. But anyway. For sure there will be much going on till then, but yeah, you know, people are working onto it, so, and doing a great job, we're expecting it, so that's it. Boom.